Just got a note from Donnie, said it'll be at 11:20. So I, but I'm, I'm glad I left the thing on.
Yeah, and then he sent you another one. The reason this today is a little weird is we're going to get bumped at about 11:10. So we thought
let's get done.
We can get you in first that way, because sometimes when we get bumped, people come in here and just don't get out, and that'll hang you up. And I don't want, I never want to hang you up. So
don't hang me up, man.
No, vintage good. Video.
Good. Hold let me get my pull up. You got my pull ups. You got my email.
Yes, I got it here, sir.
My email.
And I'm loving the lab. Loving the lab.
Are you? We got some negatives from the executives in Australia, but that. And I don't blame them. That was on the first batch, so.
Why? May I ask why? Just quickly.
Yeah. Besides the darkness, which is not our problem.
Not your fault.
And I'm sure that they will fix that. I hope. But they didn't like the content of some of the guests and so forth, which I agree. I mean, some of the guests we had in the first week were pretty
you know
weak.
What? It's
whole brand new. Yeah. And we're breaking in a new team, and these things take time.
All right, here we go. It's Leo Laporte time in 3, 2, 1. Can't you just see Leo Laporte dancing under that disco ball? Welcome to the lab.
We got
to
get a disco ball in the lab. That's a good point.
I think that'd be a good idea, actually. You can do a little bit of your dancing.
Yeah.
How are you, Leo Laporte?
I'm wary, wary well. How are you?
Oh, I know you're wary, wary, probably weary, weary with all these new shows you've been putting out.
No,
and they're
not
looking
at all.
Great.
This energizes me. I love doing new shows.
Man goes 7 days a week. But the lab, of course, every Monday through Friday at Channel 250 on G4 Tech TV, and wonderful reruns later on.
Wonderful reruns.
Well, I like the reruns because, you know, sometimes I just can't catch the 6 o'clock.
Oh,
so the next morning,
good.
Whether it's 9 a.m. or 1 p.m. here, I'm watching the lab.
Don't think of them as reruns. Think of them as encore presentations.
Hey, I like that even better.
It's an encore presentation.
Now, you know, the big talk around here, Leo, is for the last 2 days, especially when at 12:01 Friday morning, Spider-Man opened here to try to make it the biggest weekend of all time
Spider-Man.
For box office. It's already available for a legal download?
Yeah, boy, it sure doesn't take much time, does it?
No.
Apparently, there are two different versions. I don't know where they get these. It looks like they were, you know how they shoot them in the theater with camcorders, probably at a sneak preview somewhere.
Right.
The thought is, I don't know, you know, no, but there's no thought. No one knows where they're coming from. They are coming out of China. And you can download one on the net. Now, the real question is this going to cut into opening box office? And I don't think so. Some shaky cam with people getting up and having popcorn of Spider-Man. This is for the hardcore fan who cares so much about it. They want to see it first and go see it a couple of times in the theaters and buy the DVD. I mean, I think this is not going to hurt. But of course, Hollywood hates this.
What does it mean when you say, I mean, I love granny apples, but apple going green. Are we going to see a green Mac or something? What's
no,
going on?
There's been a lot of criticism of Apple from Greenpeace. And if you go to apple.com right on the front page, big button saying a greener apple. And the issue is toxic chemicals in the computers. And really all computers have heavy metals and other toxics, PCBs and so forth. And Apple is going to move forward into trying to get these out of not just the computers, but the iPods. All the new products will have less lead, less cadmium, less arsenic and mercury, less PVCs. And then they're going to try to do some better recycling. Although Greenpeace, which has given them a very low ranking, I think it was 2.5 out of 10, is only upgrading them to 5 out of 10 because they say a lot of this recycling is still going offshore, where it's not going to be handled properly. So, but you know, I think it's important that a company like Apple really, I mean, look, first of all, they play off this, you know, green hippie thing anyway. Mm-hmm. They really very much get in the forefront on this, and I think that they have. So
we are talking to Leo Laporte here on News Talk 1010 CFRB, and this is interesting, Leo, this next story about Vista, because this week the ad agency, who also handles Leo here in Toronto, High Road, They had me come down for a meeting, and they brought me to the product manager of Vista, who said, "We want to change your attitude."
Did they
John?
Spank you?
Oh no, lightly. But I have to tell you, I was very impressed with what I saw.
I love Vista,
and it looked great.
But
and, Mm-hmm.
If you're running it on a laptop, you might want to turn off that prettiness. The Aero interface drains batteries like crazy.
Wow.
It turns out if you turn the Aero interface off, you know, the transparencies and all that stuff.
How do you do that? You go to your system folder or something?
Yeah, it's a setting. It's in the appearances setting. You can turn it off and go back to the classic look. Then Vista's as good as, or in some ways better than XP because it has some advanced energy saving features. But if you have the Aero on, a number of laptop manufacturers are saying, well, it's going to drain your battery faster.
Mm.
A lot faster in some cases. Very bad battery life. And a lot of people are starting to notice this. Now, these things are kind of to be expected in a new operating system. And we knew that Vista would be much more demanding in general of hardware.
Sure. Lots of RAM in there for sure.
Right.
Leo Laporte, Channel 250, Monday through Friday. It's called The Lab. And Leo, I thank you so much this
Mr.
morning.
D, I thank you. Have a great weekend.
This is News Talk 1010, CFRB. Yeah, they're keeping these interviews down to between 4 and 4.5.
Oh,
we used to
mind.
Go 5, 5.5. So
yeah, I don't mind. As
I'm
short
sorry.
As you want. No, no,
is that
no,
okay?
That's fine.
No, I get so many emails and things. People just love the fact you're still here. But I got to tell you, Leo, you made a comment the other day on the show. It's really, I was waiting to see if you got any mail.
What?
You know, something about, you know, back in Toronto, remember that you went, it's all a fog to me. Don't even remember it. It's all a fog to me.
What's that? Is that bad?
You were, no, it's just when someone said, oh, Leo, you know, it was a listener. Don't you remember me, Leo? I used to call you, you know, when you're in Toronto. And you went, I know what you were saying, but it sounded like, yeah, Toronto, it's behind me.
I forgot about Toronto. Where's that? I never heard of Toronto.
What is that?
I never heard of it.
Amber MacArthur. Oh, I remember now.
Her I remember, yeah. Dimly, but I do remember her.
Oh,
she was a girl, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm enjoying the show. I'm enjoying the show.
Good.
So, you know, good. Like everybody that's on it?
Oh, yeah. We have a great staff.
Great.
Yeah. I mean, I miss everybody in Toronto a lot.
I'm going to be critical just for 1 second before I let you go. You've got to get that woman just to smile once in a while. She will.
She was very nervous in the first week. You haven't seen. She relaxes.
I keep forgetting I'm seeing stuff from weeks ago.
You're seeing very early stuff where everybody was nervous. She was terrified. Oh. But Kate is just great. You're going to love her.
Great.
I don't know. You know, she's dry. I don't know if she's going to ever. You know, Amber was very smiley, very happy, very jolly, and I think that's one of the reasons people like
Donnie.
Her. She's just
yes, Donnie.
All right.
Tell me,
Wrap it up.
Okay, Leo.
All right. We'll talk.
Oh, I'm not here next week.
Okay.
Jim Richards will be here.
Mr. Richards.
Yes, I'm off for a week.
Have a great vacation.
Okay, my friend. We'll see you later.
Thanks, John.
Okay, bye-bye.